News. Giles Peel appointed as new chair of Blind Veterans UK Board of Trustees. We are delighted to announce the appointment of Giles Peel as our new chair of trustees. Giles contributes significant leadership expertise gained within the veterans support sector. This includes having served as chair of Combat Stress, Britain's leading charity for veterans' mental health, from 2019 until last year. Before that, he chaired RFEA Limited, the Forces Employment Charity. In March 2026, he will become the 10th Chair of Trustees in the charity's 111-year history. As well as leading Combat Stress, Giles has built extensive governance expertise in all the major UK sectors. He manages his own company, advising on risk, regulatory and strategic governance, and has held executive and non-executive roles across financial services, legal, NHS and veterans organisations. He also currently chairs ABTA's Appeals Board. In his first career, Giles served for 20 years in the Royal Navy. Giles will begin his tenure following the decision of our current chair, Barry Coop, to step down. Barry, whose father was cared for by the charity after losing his sight in the Second World War, has served as a trustee for 10 years and chair for the last four. Barry says, "I have known my entire life the amazing difference this charity makes to those it supports. My father and subsequently me are living proof of that. It has been a privilege to serve Blind Veterans UK for the past 10 years. As I step down, I wish Giles and his fellow trustees nothing but the best and have every confidence that they will continue to maintain the work in making the charity sustainable and delivering life-changing support to blind veterans across the UK." Giles says, "I'm deeply honoured to be appointed Chair of Blind Veterans UK. Supporting those who have given so much for our country is a privilege. I look forward to working with the board, leadership team, staff, volunteers and the veterans themselves to support this charity to improve the lives of blind veterans." CEO of Blind Veterans UK, Adrian Bell, says, "On behalf of everyone at Blind Veterans UK, I want to thank Barry for all he has done. To the role, he has brought personal passion, professional acumen and unwavering commitment to our mission. His influence on ensuring the success of our move to our new Rustington Centre will be particularly remembered. We thank him wholeheartedly and wish him all the best." We're thrilled to welcome Giles Peel as our new chair. His outstanding leadership of Combat Stress, coupled with his governance expertise and passion for veteran welfare, means he's exceptionally well placed to guide our charity during this exciting new phase as we look to grow and transform how we work to best support our current and future veterans. Portrait of a Second World War veteran. An artist on the Isle of Wight has painted a portrait of one of our Second World War veterans, Alex Penston. Alec was on board the aircraft carrier HMS Campania on D-Day, sweeping mines and detecting U-boats. During the war, he also completed 11 Arctic convoy missions. Alec lost his sight later in life, and we have supported him since 2020. Artist Francesca Adami, who also lives on the Isle of Wight, first found out about his extraordinary wartime experiences whilst sorting through a pile of newspaper clippings after her mother had passed away. Francesca says, "I noticed that one person had repeatedly featured. He looked extraordinarily like my mother's brother, my Uncle John. Like John, the man in the paper had signed up to the Royal Navy at 16 and was even sent off on the same missions, D-Day, the Arctic convoys and the Far East. Sadly, my uncle had gone long before, but this man was still very much alive." Over the next 4 months, Francesca met with Alec to embark on the project. "It seemed extra personal to me," she says, "as my father was an optician and dedicated his life to helping people see." A limited edition run of 80 signed prints to celebrate 80 years since the end of the Second World War are now available to purchase, signed by Francesca and Alec. 80% of the proceeds from the sales will be donated to our charity. To request a print, please email Francesca at Francesca Adami Art. I'll spell that FRANCESCAADAMIART. That's all one word, .com. Robert Astington's novel available on audio for free. A couple of months ago, we shared the wonderful news that member Robert Astington had published his novel, For the Love of a Child. We are delighted to let you know that Robert's book is now available to borrow for free from Calibre Audio, which is a charity offering free audio versions of books for blind or vision impaired people. The book can be borrowed in various formats for up to 8 weeks. Find out more about how to use Calibre Audio and Robert's novel at Calibre Audio, that's all one word, org.uk/services/how-to-listen.